everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. Leading off the show today, we've got a brand new CD by the Dallas-Fort Worth harpist, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist Sarah Kopus. She's an award-winning and Billboard-charting singer-songwriter who lives in, as I said, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And she's been performing and recording for over 7 years with her parents' platinum-selling progressive New Age band called 2002, and more recently as a solo artist. And for being only 13 years old, she's had some extraordinary success. Two albums hit the Billboard charts that feature her as a lead singer and radio airplay across hundreds of stations worldwide. And a Best Vocal Album Award from Zone Music Reporter Awards show in 2015. Again, from the new recording by Sarah Kopus.
Thank you.
from Brittany. That was Cécile Corbel from her recording Songbook Volume 2. The piece we just heard was titled On la Mar, or On the Sea. And starting out, that piece was entitled Mary, and it's in memory of Mary Read, who Cécile calls in her notes. She was born in England in the at the end of the 17th century, and she was one of the most famous women of history, most famous for being a female pirate. And starting that set, we started with Sarah Kopas from her recording Moorland Winds. And Sarah is a 13-year-old harpist, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist. She's currently living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We started off with the medley of Merrily Kiss the Quaker and Mist-Covered Mountain, followed by a lovely Celtic piece titled Glentun Glas Grador. And we also heard Buttercup Spree, composed by Sarah, that was paired with Garrett Barry's and Claire Jigg. Next up, from Ireland, we've got Moira na hOthasaigh, along with her masterful guitarist husband, Chris Newman, from their recording Live in the Highlands.
Thank you.
Couple of cuts there from the Casey sisters, who are Mora Nehahasig, Noleg Casey, and Mara Nehahasig. These three sisters are from their recording Sibling Revelry. That's their debut album. And they all grew up in a West Cork household steeped in traditional music and song. And each is having carved very different careers. They have come together for this very special project to mine the musical riches of their family, neighborhood, county, and country, while at the same time creating new melodies from the same deep source with a unique and heartfelt sound. And these three ladies are Mara Nehahasig, Nolan Casey, and Merid Nehahasig. We heard from their CD Sibling Revelry, a medley of Slip Silver and The Surround, followed by the medley of Miss Fahey's Fancy, I Have No Money, and Jerry Hayes. And starting that set, we heard from Mara Nehahasig and her husband Chris Newman, a master guitarist. From their recording Live in the Highlands, we heard the lovely voice of Mara playing the harp and singing Hugamar Fain and Sauden Lee, which is translates as We Brought Summer In. That was followed by The Humours of Ballylaughlin. Next up, we've got music from Grainne Hambly and William Jackson.
Thank you. neither her love nor her life. I'll take my own advice, and I'll leave her far behind, and I'll travel the wild woods all over.
Oh, you're a circus, you're a shear, you're a cork in the thread while it's here.
I've never yet found. She's the dark lass who has my heart broken.
Thank you.
from harpists and vocalists Moya Brennan and Cormac DeBarra. Their recording is Voices and Harps. We heard My Match is a Makin', followed by Casa McCree. And at the top of that set, from Grainne Hambly and William Jackson, both harpists. From their recording, Music from Scotland and Ireland and Scotland, we began with a piece titled Appomattox, which was written by William Jackson. In his liner notes, he says that this composition was inspired by the Thomas Lovell painting The Surrender at Appomattox, 1865. Many Irish and Scottish soldiers fought and died on both sides of the American Civil War. That was followed by Elizabeth Kelly's favorite. And next up, we've got music by Trina Upsall from her recording, brand new recording, Add Colors to My Sunset Sky.
Thank you.
cuts there from Diana Rowan. Her recording is The Bright Knowledge. We heard the Belfast set, which Diana dedicates to her parents. And she says in her notes that she was born during one of the most violent stages in Belfast's history, and that was her family's hometown for generations. And she's often wondered how difficult it was for her young parents to have coped during that time. That was followed by a piece from Bulgaria titled Bushemis. And we heard from Trina Opsahl at the top of that set from her brand new recording, Add Colors to My Sunset Sky, a piece titled Rose of the Eternal Spring. You've been listening to Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
One of the biggest names in classical music, Long Long, returns to Heinz Hall for a Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra gala concert featuring Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. He's joined by 14-year-old piano prodigy Maxime Lando to perform special duo piano arrangements of Saint-Saëns, Bernstein, and Tchaikovsky. Manfred Honeck conducts. I'm Jim Cunningham, host of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio on Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
Je Savais Pas, a show that reveals something about a creative endeavor that you wouldn't know from the initial observation. Tuesdays, 1:30 p.m. or online at krvs.org.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.